Hoop Hooray. Mention basketball and a few names come to mind. One name might be Larry Bird or Michael Jordan or LeBron James. But did you ever hear of James Naismith? Here is a clue. The full name of the basketball museum is Springfield, Massachusetts. And the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame. Let's discover who James Naismith was. Why is his name the first in the history of basketball? In 1891, Naismith was teaching physical education at a college in Springfield. The director of the department was Luther Gulick. He was looking for a new kind of reaction during the winter months for the young men at the school. New England's Arctic weather made outdoor games impossible. Shooting around indoor exercise boring. Gulick wanted a game that could be played within the limit of their indoor space. Naismith went to work at once. He decided that the skill at handling and throwing the ball, not speed or strength, was what the game needed. The goal should be above the player's head at each end of the playing area. Then only the curving shot would score. 9 players. 9 players on each side seemed the right number. Soon Naismith had players on each side. Soon Naismith had drawn up 13 rules, listening what could and could not be done. Done during the game. A player could score from anywhere on the court. There was to be no running with the ball and no tackling. There would be 2 periods of play, each lasting 50 minutes. There will be only 1 interval or break. Luther Gulick liked Naismith's idea. On December 21, 1891, the world's first basketball game took place, but it still did not have a name. By chance, the person who helped name the game was the school janitor. Naismith had asked him for 2 wooden boxes to use as goals. There were no boxes of the right size. Instead, the janitor found 2 peach baskets. These worked well for the goals. One of the players, Frank Mahan, suggested that the game be called Naismith Ball. With a name like that, Naismith replied, the game would never catch on. Then Mahan thought of the peach basket goals. Basketball, he said, and so it was. The new game quickly became popular. The first National Basketball League was formed in 1898. It had 6 teams. There were other important milestones in the games. game's history. In 1936, basketball first became an Olympic event. That year, the United States team won first became an Olympic event. United States team won the gold in 1947. Wheelchair basketball began. Today, basketball is played in almost every country in the world. The best record in basketball belongs to the Edmonton Grads. They were an amazing women's team from Canada. They played 522 games from 1950 to 1914. The team won all but 20 of them. James Naismith said of them, "They are the finest team that ever stepped on the floor." Curiously, Naismith, who just died in 1939, played in only two basketball games. The first was in 1892, and the second in 1898. When asked why he had played so rarely, he replied, "I just never got around to it." James Naismith was elected to Basketball's Hall of Fame in 1959.